Magical Mara Designs is proud to sponsor this episode of the Dub D Dub Review podcast. Whether you are looking for cute, comfortable mini ears or Disney-inspired face masks, we've got you covered at MagicalMaraDesigns.com.
Hello, welcome to the Dub D Dub Review, and I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Stacey Nyman and Peter Ponacorvo. Guys, how are you?
Good.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you for joining today. We are going to do something in the spirit of the season.
Yep.
But before we start, you know I love to hear good things from you guys, so tell me something good in your life. Stace, give me something good.
Woo woo! I started a new job.
Yay!
It's amazing. So sadly, I exited the museum world, and I really did like working in the museum world, but went a completely different direction. And now I am what is called a clinical research coordinator, and it's really fun and it's a really big adventure. But the coolest part is that my first two studies are on COVID vaccines. So, like, I'm jumping right into really amazing science. So, I'm in training mode right now, and that's a big adventure and a lot of thinking and reading and reading and reading and highlighting and reading and reading and reading. But
have you done any reading for this job yet?
I have, and I learned how to take some vitals today and did some work with actual people. But so I think I'm really going to like this. It's a big challenge, but I think it's going to be something that is a really positive thing for me. So it's a great company, I guess, not really company, it's a great clinic that I'm working for, and really great people, really great management. So
good.
Happy to be there. So
Peter and Stacey, in no way is that like what we do on this show. You actually have prep work and you actually have to prepare ahead of time, right?
Yeah, so, no, absolutely.
Completely foreign to you. So
you better know what you're supposed to be doing.
Awesome. Exactly.
Well, can I just say this? It's rarity for me to see you smile when you come home.
Oh, thank you.
When you come home from work.
When I come home from work. Yes, you are correct.
You know?
It's been a little while since I've been happy coming home from work. So
it's nice to see that again.
I'm
really happy for you, Stacey.
Thank you.
Big guy, let's talk. What do you got?
Well, I already know my biggest Christmas present, and that is that my mom, my brother, his wife, and my brother's three kids are coming to visit me on Christmas Day.
Yay!
That's cool. When was the last time you saw your mom, Pete?
That would be my birthday. So February.
February.
Wow. Wow.
That's going to be fun.
That's really cool. I'm excited for you.
Yeah. I don't get to see the family too much, so I'm really, really excited about it, so.
Your mom's a toughie too. She's been fighting for a long time.
For a long time, yeah. So, look at it this way. This is how excited I am to see them. I willingly volunteered to drive to Orlando International Airport and pick them all up and drive them to the resort
in the holiday season in the madness.
On Christmas Day.
Okay.
And it's going to have to be two cars because it's five people.
Wait, so you're going to drive two cars?
I'm taking my car and Missy's taking her car. She got volunteered without her knowledge.
That's a little bit easier.
I have a very, very
miles
long,
and then
he's got
running.
A
very long wingspan.
He's got reach. He can do it. Outstanding. Pete, I noticed some Christmas decorations.
Yeah, I've got a Christmas tree for the first time since I've moved to Florida.
Nice.
Yay.
It's a little pencil 6-footer, but you know, it's something to put some ornaments on. I got some lights up this year, so
when I saw it, I was completely jealous because, like, in our house, I don't have a large front room, And, like, it's perfect. It's tall, and it takes up just the right space. I was jealous. Where'd you get it from?
Okay. It's from Lowe's, and it was literally, with tax, it was $52. It's pre-lit LED.
Boom. I love it.
Super easy.
I love
it. He did not do the Nyman thing where he went to Lowe's to get a Christmas tree. We went to Home Depot to get a Christmas tree for the $79 Black Friday special and walked out with $399 Christmas tree.
Oh, nice. No, no,
yeah,
I did that back in Chicago.
Yeah, that was super fun.
And then my neighbor above us, their water heater leaked into our storage area.
Oh, no.
It ruined our $250 pre-lit LED Christmas tree that we had for like two Christmases.
Yeah. Oh,
gosh.
Stace. And it was like all moldy. So I was like, I'm not even fighting with this.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Stace, I did the same thing Black Friday at Best Buy. I went in for a certain TV, which of course they didn't have. So I ended up with a different TV, but it wasn't quite what I expected. So we're going to leave costs out of it for right now.
Yes.
So anyways.
It's only going to get worse as you, as you finish putting the house together.
That's good. So, you know, today is going to be a different kind of show because it's only going to have a tiny bit of Disney talk, and we're putting this out the week of Christmas, and we thought we'd do something a little different for Christmas today, and we hope you enjoy it. But before we do, I think we've got some thank yous and some things to cover. Isn't that right, guys?
Absolutely.
Peter, you want to lead us off with some real talk or some discussion?
Yeah. You know, this 2020 has been a trying year for everybody. I know Chris has had his issues. Stacy's had her issues. I've had my own issues. But I personally just want to say thank you to you guys. I know if I ever need to talk, I can call either one of you and you'll answer my phone calls. If not immediately, at least get back to me as soon as you can. And you'll give me an ear to talk to or cry to or whatever I need to do. So I, both of you guys, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it more than you ever will understand. And then, you know, our EDCOT group and all of our listeners in general, you know, our little EDCOT family has really kind of become just that to me. I have made some of my absolute best friends in the world through that group. And honestly, the way this year has gone for me personally, it's been a lifesaver, literally. So to everybody out there in EDCOT, to all of our regular listeners, to all of our Patreon supporters, thank you so much for your continued support and your friendship to me, at least. I don't want to speak for everybody, but it really does. It means a lot to me to have this community to fall back on when I really need somebody. So thank you.
I don't know if I could say anything else, Pete. Well said.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I could just echo that 100% completely.
Okay. Now.
So, well, that was a quick show.
No.
Thanks, everybody. Happy holidays.
With that being said, bear in mind, we're not professionals, but we're trying. Okay? And you'll get it in a second. Ready, guys? Ready?
Ready. We're not singing.
To your great relief.
To everyone's great relief.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap, when out in the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw open the sash. To the moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow, gave a luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes did appear, but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer. with an old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles, his courses they came, and he whispered and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas, too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was all dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his sack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as snow.
The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Thank you, everybody. Have a Merry Christmas. Have a Happy New Year. We wish nothing but the best for everybody.
For see ya, 2021.
For my co-host Stacy, Peter, and Michael, who's not with us today, have a great day, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Bye.